doctor appointed to lead NIH's Infectious Disease Institute. There's a new head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The National Institutes of Health confirmed on June 9, weeks after lawmakers said the acting NIAID director had stepped down. The website for NIAID, part of the NIH, was updated Tuesday to show that Dr. John Powers III is now the acting director of the institute. Powers was previously NIAID's deputy director. Before that, he was the primary senior advisor to NIAID's director, advising leaders on strategic initiatives in infectious diseases research, clinical trials, antimicrobial resistance, and the development and evaluation of medical interventions to improve health outcomes, according to his biography. Powers received a medical degree from the Temple University School of Medicine and trained at Temple University Hospital and the University of Virginia. Dr. Anthony Fauci led NIAID, which studies infectious and allergic diseases such as coronaviruses, four decades before retiring in late 2022. Dr. Jean Marazzo took over and served through early 2025, when she was demoted. Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger, who worked closely with Fauci, was made acting director in April 2025. Lawmakers said during a hearing on April 21 that Taubenberger had been slated to testify but had resigned. Other top officials at NIAID have also reportedly been reassigned and forced out of their positions in the midst of an emerging Ebola outbreak, Senator Tammy Baldwin said at the time. We have a leadership vacuum at the world's premier infectious disease institute and across our health agencies. This is of great concern. An Ebola outbreak in Africa has grown to more than 100 confirmed deaths. There have been no confirmed or suspected cases in America. The NIH has not responded to requests for comment on Taubenberger's departure. Taubenberger did not respond to an inquiry by time of publication. The appointment of Powers comes after several longtime NIAID employees were charged with crimes. Dr. David Morins, who advised Fauci from 2006 through 2022, was charged with illegally conspiring to destroy records after internal messages released to the public showed he discussed deleting emails to avoid Freedom of Information Act requests. A lawyer representing Morins did not respond to a request for comment. Two scientists employed by NIAID for years, Vincent Munster and Claude Cui, have been accused of smuggling pathogens into the United States and lying to investigators. Munster and his attorney have not returned inquiries, and Cui could not be reached.